Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
For those of you that weren't listening yesterday, let me just recap for you the phone call that we took from Danny.
I was at a party, and there was this girl there that I'd seen her before. So we were talking, and, you know, it was kind of nice, and she's cute and stuff. So I said, well, why don't we, you know, let's have a drink sometime, you know, let's go out. Well, I ended up setting it up that we went out on Thursday, and I went to go pick her up at her house. And I look on her refrigerator, and there's this picture of her and I framed on the refrigerator.
Oh.
And I don't remember the picture. I mean, we're just sitting there with our arm around each other, smiling, and I don't think it's from recently. I think it's from a couple of years ago because my hair's different, and there's like this shirt that I was wearing, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit, you know.
So here we are, harping it back to the present. Hey, Danny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay.
All right.
Did you get a lot of response from your friends yesterday?
Yeah, they're all kind of razzing me a little bit.
Are you excited or nervous?
A little both.
Well, I will tell you that all the email that I got yesterday and the phone calls that we got yesterday also, we're pretty much all in the same camp going, dude, you got to run now.
Right, right. My friends were saying that, too, yesterday.
I'm sure.
But a lot of women ran to her defense, too, saying, wait, you got to get the other side of the story. You got to know what's going on before you can figure out, you know, before you can really place the psycho title above her door.
Okay, now, Jeff, before I put Sandy on with us, does she know what she's coming on the radio for, or how do I handle this?
No, I think she knows why she's here.
She does. Okay. Hey, Sandy.
She knows what's expected of her.
Hi.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Sandy, you want to say hi to Danny?
Hi, Danny.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Not a lot.
All right, Sandy, Danny came on with us yesterday, and he was a little bit concerned for his health. that, you know, he said that you guys met at a party like a week or two ago, and you're over at the Keg, and he thinks you're hot and all, and you guys had this killer chemistry. So he decides to get your phone number, and then a couple of days later goes out on a date with you, and when he shows up at your house and you're getting ready, he goes to the refrigerator, and he notices that there's a picture of you and he on it, kind of arm in arm together, that was taken like 2 years ago, and you never mentioned it to him, and he's just a little sketched out about it.
It's a little weird that it's on your fridge.
Danny, I would have mentioned that to you, but that's my brother.
What?
Yeah. That is me and my brother.
I'm talking about the one on your fridge.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm standing in front of the refrigerator. I'm looking right at it right now. It's in the middle of the fridge. It's got a blue frame around it. I've got my arm around him. I'm wearing like a black sweater. I've got old diamond earrings on. We're at a family holiday party. Like, there's a bunch of people in the background.
Yeah,
like holding red cups.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
my brother's wearing like a red sweater. His hair's spiked up.
That's
what you're talking about.
But that's me from 2 years ago. I mean, I had this red sweater, the same thing.
I think there's more than one red sweater on the planet.
Wait a second, hold on. Sandy, are you saying that your brother looks so much like Danny that Danny would look at a picture and say, that's me?
Well, personally, I don't think so, because I'm not really attracted to my brother, and I thought Danny was pretty cute. But if you don't believe me, I can bring the picture down to the radio station right now.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to see it.
We have to see a picture of Danny to make a comparison of the two.
Right.
I just want to show the picture to Danny and have him say, is this the one you saw?
Fine.
Or get a picture of Danny, also have him email us one or whatever so we can compare the two. I don't know how this matches up, though.
Danny, let me ask you a question.
It looks exactly like me.
Danny, let me ask you a question. You're in the what time did you pick her up for the date? Do you remember?
It was like between 7:30, sometime in there.
Were there any lights on in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like it was bright?
Well, yeah, pretty well. I mean, the one over the sink was on.
But, I mean, was the refrigerator bright? Like, could you see the picture clearly?
I saw it pretty clearly, and it looks like, I mean, it's me.
Were you able to study it?
I saw it, yeah, I saw it for like a minute, minute and a half.
I mean, you know what you look like, obviously, so if you're looking at a picture of you...
That's what I'm saying.
It seems to me like we, because Sandy's willing to give us the picture, and it's got, I mean, if there's a way that we can see Danny in person, we've got, you know.
Or get a picture of what Danny looked like 2 years ago.
Seriously, I'm happy to bring it down there. I mean, you guys are going to look at it, and you're going to be like, that I'm not psycho, that he must have been drunk when he was looking, because it's my brother. I don't know what else to tell you.
And obviously,
when was the picture with your brother taken?
It was a holiday party.
Yeah, how long ago?
Oh, God, a couple, maybe, now it's been like 6 weeks, I guess.
None of this makes any sense.
Now, she said 6 weeks. That picture was taken with her brother just 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, Danny, you think this is a picture taken of you and she 2 years ago?
It looks exactly like me 2 years ago. I don't know what to tell you.
It's my brother.
Hey, will you take that frame off around the corner of it and see if there's a date on it?
I actually think there's, you know how, like, the developers print on the back?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably on there. I don't know. I'd have to unglue the thing from the frame, but I'll bring it down there. You guys can do it, so you'll know that I didn't even, like, alter the photo or anything.
So you'll bring that picture down here right now, and we could look at the date on the back of it.
Yeah. Well, if that's what you need to, you know, we could put this whole thing to bed. I'd be happy to do it.
Because I think Sandy's tired of being called psycho all day yesterday.
Yeah, right.
I'm really confused.
I am, too.
I'm really confused.
I think either way, the whole dating thing isn't going to work out so well.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it was just a misunderstanding. I mean...
How can you look at a picture of yourself 2 years ago and not realize it's not you?
Because it's me. Like, if you see it, if you looked at pictures side by side, you would be amazed at the...
But it's not you.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Now, Sandy, do your brother and... Danny have like a resemblance? I mean, is there something about them that you would consider looking the same?
No, that would be totally creepy.
So you don't think they look anything alike at all?
Well, that's why she made the comment earlier that she's not attracted to her brother, because that would, you know, like she thinks that that's like an uncomfortable comparison, saying that her brother looks like the guy that she's dating, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if there's a resemblance, I don't see it.
Did you have spiky hair however many years ago you think this was taken?
It's like 2 years ago, because I haven't had that sweater for 2 years. and I did. It was much shorter then.
So, well, I think the date, I mean, like she said, if we can find a date on that picture, like, you know, Jen's suggestion, maybe that would answer the question.
Then game over at that point, yeah. Hey, Suzanne.
Run, Danny, run!
I believe her.
Why are you saying, yeah. Why are you choosing to believe him?
Like, if she's whacking it and she's got this picture up, you think she's just going to go, oh, yeah, I'm pretty bizarre.
It's a picture of her and her brother.
She's willing to bring the picture in and post it on the internet. So, I mean, she's willing
she's
to...
really not well.
Why? What are you talking about?
Really not well.
Who's not well?
She thinks that Sandy's just in total denial because she doesn't want to be busted being a psycho. I know what you're saying.
One or the other is...
Well, I guess the proof would be, I mean, Sandy, if you come down here with the picture, then obviously.
Yeah, well, now I really think I have to, because everybody in, like, your listener land thinks I'm nuts.
The good
news is our listener land is just a really, really small little island.
No, I think Bert's suggestion is the best one, where Sandy brings a picture down, Danny emails us a picture, we post them both up. We do check the date on Sandy's picture to see if there's a date, but post pictures up and put it to listener land.
That's true.
And, with me.
And Sandy, I think if you don't show up with the picture, then you get anointed queen of crazy listener land.
Okay.
Okay?
Fine.
All right. Fine. I'm going to put you guys both back on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm not exactly sure where to go with this because I have never heard anything like this in my life.
Yeah, what do you do?
Take a couple of these phone calls first.
Yeah.
Then Tracy's got to tell you about the conversations you just had with one of those people. But after you talk to these guys, leave them on hold. Because I want to see if their opinion changes after Tracy tells you about the conversation.
Oh, that one's not going to work. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
This poor girl. Y'all still have people calling in saying that she's psycho. You know, yesterday I thought maybe she was like a woman scorned. It's flat weather. Next party, he doesn't even recognize her. And, you know, she's just trying to get back at him. But if this is her brother, if he was standing there, a while ago he said he wasn't sure, you know, what the future of their dating was. You're not going to date her. You're a moron. You put her on the radio. And this is a picture of her brother. I completely believe her.
All right. So in your mind, she's telling the truth and Danny is lying.
Absolutely. I mean, he saw the picture. It might resemble him. And he saw it and out about it.
All right, hold
it's
on.
Absolutely hilarious. This poor girl.
Hang on, Nishi. 1 second.
You're on Sandy's side then, hands down.
Yes, all absolutely. Right. Okay, you know what? Y'all need to put his picture on the website just to, when y'all do, so every girl in Atlanta can go look at it and go, okay, y'all gonna
All right, hold on 1 second, okay? Hey, Mike, you're on All the Hits Q100.
I was talking to someone in a chat room, and they emailed me a picture of them and a group of friends. And I swore that the guy in the picture was me, and I thought it was a big joke, and it was someone I knew on the other end. And I kept on saying, look, that's real funny. Who are you? You know, that's me, yada, yada. And really and truly, I showed it to my roommate. He was like, well, it's got a real great resemblance to you. But it really wasn't me. It was somebody else. It happened to me where I really thought that that was a picture of me in the wet lawn being emailed to me, but it wasn't.
Mike is the one person in the world who's met his doppelganger.
And it really was that spooky. It made, like, all the hair stand up on my head. It was just really weird. It looked exactly like me, and that was to me.
I guess I'm just confused by it. I can't imagine me looking at a picture and with the people that are in the picture and the place where I am and not, I would know if it's me or not.
All right, Mike, so in your mind then, you think that Danny's in the wrong here.
Well, no, I think that Danny may have looked at the picture and really honestly thought it was him because I'm a very practical person who did the same thing. I went on for hours and hours that was me, that was me, that was me. I was calling friends, emailing it to them to verify it. And it happened to me. I feel I'm very practical. He may have thought really and truly that was him years ago.
Yeah, he obviously does. All right, thank you. All right.
But then after, you know, calling Sandy a psycho for a whole day, I think.
Oh, yeah. Producer Tracy.
Danny will not send us a picture unless Sandy goes back out with him.
What?
So she's willing to scan a picture as soon as she gets to work, but he won't send us a picture.
I don't know what that says.
To me, that says Danny's the nuts one.
Why?
Because why wouldn't...
Would he want to go out with her anyway? Is she such
Exactly.
That's why he thinks I think he's realizing, you know what,
Maybe it was.
You know, because he said earlier, because I told Bert off air in the hallway, I said, you know what? Here's Danny just trying to get sex. He's like, well, maybe it was a misunderstanding.
Here's the best part about it. The guy in the picture, her brother, is 17 and Danny's, what, 24? So he mistook himself for a 17-year-old 2 years ago. I totally believe her.
This is so bizarre.
I think it's,
you know, in any situation, if someone is unwilling to participate in proving something, then that's guilt right there.
Hey, Anisha.
Yeah, I'm still here. See, poor girl. He is one step away from Jerry Springer.
So I guess I
just think maybe poor Danny, I don't know, maybe he's not so bright. I don't know if he's evil. I just think, you know, he just gets easily confused.
He's not evil. He's just purdy.
Yeah, Danny, you're so cute.
You're so purdy.
I'm willing to bet that Danny at one point in his career identified his occupation as seventh year senior. Like, I can almost guarantee that.
So at this point, do we have closure on this, or do we wait for Sandy? And if she brings a picture down, then that's proof positive.
If Sandy brings a picture down to us, then...
I want to see check the date on the picture. I want to see if there's a date.
Then that's proof positive at that point.
Uh-huh.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.